When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
It's time for our weekly conversation with pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. The Jaguars and the Chiefs, a monumental task this week to go into Arrowhead. Fred, it's nice to see you and talk to you. What's up?
Same. Likewise, JP. It's certainly a monumental task, man. It's reminding me of last year's Buffalo game. That's the result I want to see. What was it, 9-3 or
9-6?
9-6, yeah. You know, Buffalo's great team was ascending on their way into the playoffs, looked unbeatable, and then bam, a Jaguars team who was jockeying for position for a draft slot, you know, they end up upsetting probably one of the biggest upset of the year next to them knocking the Colts out of the playoffs. This will be a great game, in my opinion. I don't see a blowout. I don't see any moral victories. I see the Jaguars winning this thing.
Well, I'll say this. If the Jaguars hold the Chiefs to 6 points, that would be a hell of a day at the office. It's the number two offense in football. It's number one in passing offense. They've got Mahomes. They've got Kelce. They've got receivers. They're going to get some of theirs. That's just how they roll on offense.
Yeah, and I might be crazy. I could be crazy at the end of the day, but this game is just the makeup of it. Like, this is one of those unexpected ones, you know, that the team can go out there and surprise themselves. You know, maybe they play up a notch to their talent, you know, the opponent that they're playing. You know, I don't know, but a lot of this is wishful thinking. But the guys haven't played they haven't just played flat out awful. They've been very competitive in each and every matchup. I think it's a touchdown and a point differential in their six losses. You know, they're coming off of a win, you know, so maybe that can give them some additional motivation there. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what the outcome is after the clock strikes zero.
Patrick Mahomes is number one in the league in passing yards, passing touchdowns. He doesn't have that real deep, deep threat anymore with Tyreek Hill. They're trying to figure it out. I think they're figuring it out okay otherwise on offense. But, you know, it's Patrick Mahomes. He can get out of the pocket and extend plays, and then he's running around. He's sidearming balls. He's no-looking throws. I mean, this is next-level offensive play for – head coach Andy Reid, when you have a guy like Mahomes back there doing it like this.
Yeah, best in the business, man. Always, you know, top three guy each and every year. MVP, he's playing lights out. No one expected this, as you mentioned. No Tyreek Hill. They thought, you know, they were going to slow down. And they had some challenges earlier in the season, but they're hitting on, you know, all cylinders now, full stride, you know, with the addition of Juju Smith-Schuster. You know, he's starting to come around. McCole Hardman, he's actually, you know, a threat in his own right. And let's not forget Travis Kelce, you know, just always a beast. But they still have a lot of players around him. You know, Andy Reid is Andy Reid, one of the most brilliant offensive minds and head coaches, you know, in the history of the game. Every quarterback that he's coached, you know, from the McNabbs to the Alex Smiths, you know, all these guys, they've been great. He has a great system, and those guys, he knows how to get them in position to thrive. So the toughest challenge is going to be getting after Mahomes. But we've seen some teams put pressure on them, putting pressure on the quarterback. So if Jacksonville can somehow create a pass rush this week, then they get the opportunity to win the game.
And you're right about that Jags pass rush. They got a little from the interior last week. DeJuan Smoot had a couple of sacks, a key one late in the game, but they need a little more production from the edge. We've talked about that week over week. It's been a little while since Josh Allen has put a sack on the board. This would be a good week to start at least getting some of that consistent pressure from the outside to keep that quarterback contained.
Oh, without a doubt. And that's what they're going to need. You know, that they're certainly going to need pressure, pressure, pressure. You know, and hopefully, you know, Josh understands that he's the anchor. You know, you're the one with that captain patch on your chest. You're the leader of that defense. So obviously he feels the pressure and the weight on his shoulder. And I think this is a game and a matchup that he's going to want to deliver on. And he hears the whispers. He know he's been, you know, sackless. He's been getting close, but he's, you know, close isn't always good enough, especially for that caliber of talent in Josh Allen. So that's the challenge, you know, obviously this week, as it is every week, but more so this week, knowing the firepower you have on the opposing side. And the only way to slow them down is by pressure. So hopefully Josh goes out and have the greatest game of his career.
Fred Taylor with us, pride of the Jaguars running back. Last week, Trevor Lawrence missed one pass in the second half. It's arguably his best outing. He's not fireworks Patrick Mahomes putting up 500 yards a game right now, but consistency is important for this offense to stay on the field and keep it moving and keep moving the ball. And Trevor Lawrence had a fine outing last week. It helps when you have the run game going, too. I don't know if Travis Etienne is going to carry it 28 times per game, but, hey, this would be a good week for him, too, to keep Patrick Mahomes over on the sideline sipping Gatorade.
It certainly would be a good week, you know, having a ball control offense out there. Trevor, speaking of Trevor first, had a great game. You know, he managed the offense, which is what we always want to see him do. Situationally, you know, he didn't make those mistakes, and I think the coaches put him in better situations a week ago, and he managed them accordingly. I think we charted in the second half. He was 15 of 16, a touchdown, 100 and I think close to 120 yards or so, maybe a bit more. So that was a consistent effort in the second half to put his team back in striking distance. Ultimately, they end up winning that game. And we want to see the same thing, right? We want to see him go out there methodically, get the balls out on his first progression. If that's not there, get it to your check down. You have a guy in Travis Etienne who's running lights out. Whether he's getting a handoff or in the reception, he's showing that he can actually carry the load. And he's going to be competitive. He's going to make people miss. So I think if Trevor just hone in on first progression, if that's not there, let's take advantage of the check down, you know, against a soft defensive coverage. The Chiefs don't have the greatest defense. You know, they have a good defense, but they're always playing from ahead. But if you can rattle that department and somehow get your offense to get ahead of these guys, then you change the way their defense is called, and you get to control the momentum of the game as well by allowing Travis Etienne those carries and those opportunities as he got a week ago. 28 carries back-to-back? Oof. That's a tall order, man. Hey, I remember that's old school football, JP. That's the 80s or 90s, my time type of football. It's tough. I don't know if these new guys are ready for it, but you got to find out some type of way. Hopefully it lends itself, you know, closer to him having to carry a lot. That means we have a close ball game.
Need to stretch out a little bit more before a game like that, I guess, huh?
You got to do a lot more before a game like that, especially recovering from the previous week, JP. I mean, the massages, the chiro, the extra massages, the cold tub, the hot tub, the nutrition side of it, you know, the hyperbaric chambers. There's so much you try to do mentally to get sharp and ready for that game because, you know, we see 28 carries. We forget about the three or four receptions he had. So it was well over 30-plus touches for the game. The part of the game we don't chart is him releasing through the line and getting banged and having a chip on his way out. Those tend to feel like carries without touching the ball because that's physical contact. So maybe in the course of 60-something plays, Last week, he probably got hit well over 50 times. Young guys can re recover quick. That's the blessing and the beauty of being a young player. But they're going to need everybody. And I think he's up for the task, Travis Etienne.
Fred Taylor with us. Road environment today. This is one of the toughest places to play in the NFL in Arrowhead. It is loud. It is consistent. And especially if they have the lead and if you're behind the chains and they're yelling at you, it can be tough to really manage and get in and out of the huddle a lot of times. How do you deal with that? If all of a sudden all hell's broken loose and it's the environment where you just can't communicate?
Well, the one way to deal with it is to have success on offense. Then you don't have to worry about it. But you're asking from a standpoint that all hell has broken loose. I guess that's not a good thing. But as a player, you're supposed to be able to, dial into safe space. A lot of these guys have experienced these moments. Maybe not to the scale of Arrowhead, but they've been in pressure situations and pressure moments where it's just loud. It starts with the quarterback. Hopefully, they have a system in place from a communication standpoint, tapping the center, center's tapping the guard and looking back at the quarterback. Whatever communication that communications they have in place, they're going to have to utilize it effectively. And if that gets scrambled, then expect chaos from the offensive side. But it starts with from the sideline, getting the plays in early. If you can get the play in early enough and break the huddle with, say, 18 seconds, so you can get up there and go through your operations, they'll be just fine. It's going to hurt them if they break the huddle less than 15 seconds and they're not to the line until 10 seconds. It's going to be a lot of quick snaps, a lot of quick snaps. That tends to calm down the crowd. If you're successful in doing it. But it starts with the sideline, getting the play in, breaking that huddle and getting to the line, I'd say around the 18-second mark. If they can operate in that fashion and that efficiently, they should be able to handle the crowd noise.
All right, Fred, you're feeling good about this game. We like that. We hope you're right. And we'll hopefully recap a W on the road in Arrowhead, and that could change a lot of minds about this Jaguars team.
Yeah, that's always better to recap with a W, man. But again, I trust that these guys will be very competitive. I'm not going to call it a lock. People have been taking my advice and losing, I believe. So those people are crazy, JP. I'm not going to say it's a lock, but I think they're going to go out there and compete. And I'm just looking for an upset.
We'll talk to you in the post game, Fred. Thanks a lot.
I'll be there, boss. See you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.